The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We continue our look at the top 10 drivers of the 2013 NASCAR racing season. And coming in at number two is Matt Kenseth, who finished 19 points back of the champion. In his first season with Joe Gibbs Racing, he racks up some impressive stats. 7 wins, the most of any driver, 12 top fives, 20 top tens, 3 poles, and 3 DNFs. His wallet is now $6.8 million richer.
Honestly, my first goal was to win, and it was to win early. I thought that was really, really important. It was important for me personally, but I thought it was really important. I mean, we put this whole thing together, and yeah, I looked at it on paper, and it looked like it was going to work and all that, but how do you know until you get to the track? So it was important to get that first win under our belt, and that happened really early, which was great. And then, then to get in the chase, and we did that. And, of course, your goal really is to win a championship every year, but we ran better and won more races than I think anybody could have expected. And really, we're in position to win several more races. So, I mean, yeah, when you're running that good and you lead the chase the first 5-6 weeks, yeah, when you don't win a championship, you're a little disappointed. I mean, you can't help not to be.
Matt had wins on his birthday at Las Vegas to start off the season, then Kansas, the Southern 500 at Darlington, Kentucky, the night race at Bristol. He opened the chase with wins at Chicago and New Hampshire. But his dismal showing at Phoenix toasted his championship hopes. And that is our look at the number two driver of the 2013 NASCAR racing season, Matt Kenseth. Up next is the champion on the final lap.